Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. The checks and balances put in place by the founders, absolutely brilliant, and one of the great solutions for America as well. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, good, honest, wise, moral Americans standing up for what's right and defending their liberties with eternal vigilance and jealousy is the answer. But Americans have got to get engaged or we're going to lose this country. Family is the fundamental unit of society, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Wow, all kinds of hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use to talk about, folks. First, a recap of yesterday's hard-hitting broadcast brought to you by thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys today. Sam, please stop. Stop what you're doing right now and listen to my email. My voicemail, says Ted Cruz, because he emailed me, but then there was a voicemail link in the email, see? I'm going to enter the debates. I need your financial funding, says Ted Cruz. Rand Paul emailed me and said the same thing. Jeb Bush, quote, hell yeah, I'd kill baby Hitler. That's a quote, folks. First off, I'm not sure why you'd use the swear word in there. Secondly, kill baby Hitler? Just so you know, Jeb Bush, baby Hitler was innocent. You don't kill people that are innocent, my friend. If you do that, you're called a murderer. Now you could say, well, you know, that's knowing what we know now about Hitler. You still wouldn't kill an innocent baby, would you? What you got to focus on is trying to change the direction of what Hitler's life was or became, whatever you want to call it. What would have changed the game for Hitler? Not letting him gain the power that he got? Might be one of them. We don't believe in dictators or kings, do we? Another one, maybe if he was taught the Ten Commandments. Maybe if he was taught godly Christian principles. Maybe if he was taught a Judeo-Christian ethic. Maybe if he gained a testimony of Christ and his eternal sacrifice, that might make a difference. You see, we've got to think differently. I would never have killed any baby intentionally. You got that? But that's what we're doing to the tune of 50-plus million in America. And if we think we can escape God's justice on that, good luck. It's not going to happen. Governor Scott Walker, we thought he was a friend, but oh no, he joins Governor Jeb Bush on the campaign trail. Did you hear me? Scott Walker joined Jeb Bush on the campaign trail. So much for Scott being one of us. He's one of them. Insiders. Fear of missing out is a new problem in America. Fear of missing out. They call it FOMO. F-O-M-O, fear of missing out. It is a form of social anxiety whereby one is compulsively concerned that one might miss an opportunity for social interaction, a novel experience, or other issues. For example, maybe you're concerned about, you might not have a satisfying event, you might not have a profitable investment, you might miss out on something. But in the quest to not miss out, people are missing out on, in my humble opinion, some of the most treasured experiences in life. The chief among them, marriage. It's FOMO, fear of missing out. That's why people don't want to get married. They think, well, you know what? What if the next sexy girl or sexy boy, manly man, is right around the corner? If I get married, I might miss that, see? What they don't understand is God's law for happiness is marriage. Now, I'm not saying people who aren't married for any reason can't have happiness, but what I'm saying is that is the crown jewel of this life. To make the commitments of marriage and family and children. And I'm not saying people can't have other pursuits and people can't be happy if those opportunities don't come their way. But remember, we preach to the ideal and then we live in the real. But we do our very best to make the real as close to the ideal as we possibly can. This FOMO idea is bogus. We're missing out on some of the most prized experiences and opportunities in life, all for the sake of not missing out. It's crazy. FOMO, get over it. Look towards finding a companion that you can live with forever. That was our One of Liberty Roundtable Live, brought to you by your scientifically backed free vigor test. You want to take the test today? Find out where your energy levels are. Will natural health and healing solutions improve those energy levels? All right, get a hold of my buddy Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 and get that done. It's free. 801-669-2211, 801-669-2211, or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Hour two, we had our guest on, Mr. Alan Phillips, attorney at law, vaccinerights.com, pandemicresponseproject.com. We talked about the separation of powers remains the law of the land. Yeah, the appeals court stopped. Obama's executive amnesty, Breitbart brought the news to us. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals issued a ruling on Monday evening, effectively putting a halt to President Barack Obama's executive, quote, amnesty program. Texas and 26 other states joined into the lawsuit to block the Barack administration from their illegal action. The court's decision is a vindication for the rule of law and the Constitution, said Texas Governor Abbott in a statement obtained by Breitbart. The president's job is to enforce the immigration laws, not rewrite them. President Obama should abandon his lawless executive amnesty program and start enforcing the law today, finished the governor. Now, what's fascinating about this is Donald Trump had the opportunity to applaud that decision on stage last night. We'll break down the debates in mere moments. Ted Cruz says, quote, of course children should be vaccinated. I'm disappointed in you, Ted. We talked about truth in science and research. Believe it or not, the editor of the Lancet Scientific Journal said that science has taken a turn towards darkness, talking about the fraud in scientific journals. There, for example, is a computer program. It's SciGen, S-C-I-G-E-N. And that's how three MIT students fooled the world of scientific journals with this computer program. We talked about the flu shot or not. The majority of Americans say no to the needle, says U.S. News and World Report. We also talked about listener Winston emailed in and said, hey, man, let's get down to the real agenda, which is most likely genocide. Well, he's absolutely right. It's tragic. We talked about this vaccine forced jab stuff. Why is it when a woman wants to kill a baby, she has the right to her own body and abortion? But if I want to not take the jab, I don't have the right to my own body, huh? All right, that's a recap of the show that took place yesterday. It's available on demand at libertyroundtable.com and on your Roku player. Without further ado, news the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. Did you watch the debate, sir?
I didn't. I was traveling and didn't even have time to listen to them. So I've just read some of the reports.
All right. Before we break it down, though, I got to eclipse the debates for something more important, Kurt.
Okay.
It's Veterans Day, isn't it?
Well, it is.
Well, in my opinion, that's a day to focus on and to think about for a moment and express appreciation for and thank those who have served their country. Many of them did not want to do so. Many of them went for certain reasons and found that they kind of were suckered by our government. Like Vietnam, a lot of people went and thought they were defending America and stopping communism, and they found out it wasn't what they thought they signed up for, kind of a thing. And we're sorry about all that complicated political-y stuff. And we're sorry that bureaucrat armchair quarterbacks behind the scenes are calling the shots and leaving people out in the field stranded and suffering. We're sad about that. But nevertheless, we want to thank those who have gone and served their country in spite of it all. And especially when the troops got home from Vietnam, Americans did not provide a warm reception as they should have. We should have never sent them in the first place. But again, you can't hold the soldier or the day-to-day service member responsible for the decisions of the armchair quarterbacks, if you will. I'm just telling you, we're thankful for their service in all of the conflicts we've been in, regardless of whether we should have been there or not. And most importantly, I want to say we really need to put a plan in place to take care of the veterans. You know, the VA hospitals are disasters. And sad to say, Americans, for the most part, have jettisoned their obligations to take care of those who have given their lives and limbs and oftentimes their stability for their country. We're grateful for their service. We commend them and plead with leaders to find ways to care for them. You're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on Veterans Day. We got a broadcast for you coming up. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so today is Veterans Day, ladies and gentlemen. Today we remember and honor our veterans and the active military. We're grateful for their service. We plead with leaders to provide ways to care for them. Many of them are suffering, folks. Gulf War illness was real. We told you that back in the day, 20 years ago. The government said, nah, it's bogus. You guys are crazy. You're conspiracy wackos. Now we've been vindicated. Even the mainstream press admits that Gulf War illness is real. Okay, we are honoring all who serve. Right? All right, there you have that. Wanted to make sure that we focused on that a little bit. Any more to say about Veterans Day, Kurt?
you know, it's really tough to, you know, say what needs to be said. But, I mean, sometimes you just say, thank you. You know, it's about all you can really say.
Yeah, you're right. I think the important thing is to thank them for their service, to separate again, like I tried to do before the break. We got to separate the decisions of armchair quarterback leaders from those who serve. You know, whether we should have went to Vietnam or not, you don't hold the soldier or the person who served responsible for that. They were asked slash commanded to go by their country, and they went. And a lot of guys got there and found out this ain't what I signed up for. I thought I was like, you know, standing up for America. And we need to be very careful not to hold the soldier hostage on that difference of who calls the shots and who went to serve. And we need to be very clear about that. We also need to be very clear about our appreciation for what they've done, regardless if we think they should be there or, you know, the political discussion is not relevant when it comes to those who have given their lives and their sacred honors on the altar of America. And most importantly, going forward, if we want to really show we're thankful, it's how we treat the veterans. But we also got to stop the predatory government from being abusive to the veterans, running around suggesting because they don't maybe pay their own bills, many of them are injured, maybe a spouse pays their bills, or maybe they have automatic bill payments set up or whatever to make their lives easier. That doesn't mean they're not capable of owning a firearm, a God-given right of defense, of self-defense. So we got to make sure that we step boldly forward and defend the veterans. If we really want to show we're truly thankful, that's what we'll do. By the way, there's Veterans Day specials, courtofthepowermall.com. Beyond Treason DVD, for instance, normally $19.95, it's on sale for Veterans Day today, only $10. Beyond Treason DVD, $10 on sale, thepowermall.com. Are You a Government Guinea Pig is another DVD. Normally it's $15. Today it's only $10. Are You a Government Guinea Pig? In other words, government experimentation on the people. Normally $15. Today only $10 at thepowermall.com. We also talk about Gulf War illness, fact or fiction, and Gulf War syndrome, the little victims deal there. Normally $15. Only $10 again today for the sale for Veterans Day. One Nation Under Siege, normally $24.95, but today only $10. One Nation Under Siege, only $10 today, thepowermall.com. Yeah, you got all kinds of cool stuff going on. You got to go to thepowermall.com to check that out, Kurt. It's available now. Power Mall Veterans Day specials. You got to like that. How many stores have Veterans Day discounts and specials? I think that's pretty cool for the folks over at the Power Mall to get that done, having specials. I like that.
I agree.
How many businesses do that, Kurt?
You know, some do. I've heard of them, but
it's rare,
I'm
though.
Grateful for what you know, Nurse Joyce Riley, you know, our friend from all those years back, you know, continues to do in support of the veterans.
Amen to that. You know? She's really done a bang-up job on that. By the way, if you want to get a hold of thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, or 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. I'm going to say it again. Ready? Got your pen? 877-817-9829. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. All right, now to the debates, Kurt.
Yeah.
You had 4-8, as far as I can tell. 4 in the JV debate.
Yeah.
Who was that? Chris Christie, Bobby Jindal, Huckabee, Mike Huckabee. Jindal, and
what's that guy from Alabama or something like that?
No, he's not from Alabama.
Senator. Well, or I mean, he's a little north there, but anyway, it's...
What's that guy's name? Who is that?
My least favorite guys.
He's one of your least favorite guys?
He hangs out with McCain and stuff, you know? I mean, it's like, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Who is that guy?
Sorry about that.
We're going to find out, ladies and gentlemen. I got to know this.
He's got a lot of support, you know what I mean?
All right. Yeah. Let's see. You got Maria, what's her name?
The lady Bartiromo. Doing the thing.
Bartiromo, Maria Bartiromo. She was there. Gerard Baker was there.
Yeah. Was old Neil hanging out? Cavuto? At least they said he was going to be part of the show.
Who was this?
You know, Neil Cavuto.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they were there.
He was going to be there before. I don't know. I didn't see it.
All right. I got to try to find out who the heck was the other guy there.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
Let's see.
I'll Chris Christie. Mike Huckabee.
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't know. I'm trying to find out.
Yeah.
Oh. Rick Santorum is the guy from Pennsylvania, Kurt, we're missing.
Yeah.
Good old Rick Santorum.
There's another one that I was thinking of. He's
so you got Bobby Jindal, Rick Santorum,
yeah.
Mike Huckabee, and Chris Christie.
Oh, they didn't let old what's-his-name hang out. I thought he was...
Who's what's-his-name?
Hanging around forever.
Anyway, the bottom line is those are the first four. Then you had the eight on the stage. Do you know who they were, Kurt?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you got...
You got Rand Paul.
Kasich. I don't even
you
know.
You got Kasich.
There. You got Bush, you know.
Yep. You got Bush. That's three of them.
Rubio. You said Cruz.
Cruz.
Yeah.
Carly Fiorina. Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Did we miss anybody? And Ben Carson. All right. So those are the people. But, you know, Kurt, they say there's two people at the top now, and it's Ben Carson and Donald Trump still, even after the debate. They say the next two that are really emerging right now are Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. Kasich and Bush and Rand Paul and Carly Fiorina not really even hardly being mentioned. Now, I listened to the entirety of the debates last night.
Wow, that must have been painful.
There were two primary issues discussed that I could tell. You know, there was a lot of bantering back and forth and stuff like that. In all fairness, Fox did ask a lot of pretty good questions. We got a whole lot more into actual policy, you know, opinions and decisions and stances on issues than the past. The first, they call them rounds, is what they call them. But the first round, very clinical, very nobody wanted to attack anybody, and the mainstream press didn't want to be, you know, in the mix and whatever. It's not about us. It's about you, was their claim. And then they started getting into the thick of it and getting into a lot of debates. Interestingly enough, as the candidates narrow, meaning there's only eight of them on the stage instead of 10, they actually each got more time to talk. Fox took great care to let someone speak, and then somebody else wanted to follow up and make a point, and they let that be their speaking time, which is a lot more pleasant than forced take another question, not answer the topic at hand kind of stuff. It was a lot nicer because you got a little bit of back and forth by the candidates. They got into it a bit. They mixed it up. We'll cover some of the key points. There was two main topics, though. That of immigration and foreign policy ruled the day. We'll talk about that in seconds.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, we're partnering with the Wall Street Journal, says Fox Business, to ask questions on the economy that voters want answered. We're also teaming up with Facebook. So you got the Wall Street Journal, Fox Business, and Facebook teaming up on this debate. And they say, according to Facebook, more than 58 million people have joined the political conversation online. More than 9 million are talking specifically about the economy. So we got the candidates on the stage, according to the standings in 4 different national polls. First, Donald Trump. Second, Ben Carson. Then you got Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz. Then you got Jeb Bush, Carly Fiorina, John Kasich, and Rand Paul is last. Okay, the rules are simple. You got 90 seconds to respond and a minute for follow-up responses. If a candidate goes over time, you'll hear this. He rings a bell. It's not a game show. We need to talk about the elephant in the room, and I'm not talking about your party's fine symbol, says Cavuto. Your party's fine symbol. We're talking about the economy. And then they go in and they talk about the economy, Kurt. They talk about the $15 an hour minimum wage and all this stuff. The bottom line is the responses for the candidates are simple. Donald Trump, throughout the whole event, primarily said this. America's failing. America's melting down. Things are horrible everywhere. But don't worry. If you elect me, I will make America great again. And by the way, I'm the business, I don't know, God? I'm the business professional that knows more than anybody else. I've forgotten more about this than these people will know. I've created some of the most iconic businesses and assets in the world, and I'll do it for America if you let me. That was Trump's primary statement. Carly Fiorina says, you know what? Trump's kind of goofy. I'm the real executive. I've dealt with some of the most competitive businesses in the world. Not on a game show like Trump, but in the real boardroom. I'm the real executive. Mr. Kasich mocks them both and says, you guys aren't even in the government. You got to have somebody in government with experience. I'm the real executive. The rest of the candidates kind of laughed and ignored all that. But as they debated the economy, as they debated the issue of immigration and foreign policy, those were the three discussions, the economy, foreign policy, and immigration. I'm not saying other issues weren't discussed, but they all related to those general headings. Carly basically says, hey, I'm the only person that can beat Hillary. I'm a woman and I can beat her. You've got John Kasich that relied on his inside government experience, saying he's the real executive, the real governor. You guys talk fantasy land, but when it comes to really governing, I'm the only one that really knows. And that's kind of how it all went. You had typical answers from everybody, primarily, Kurt. But I found it fascinating. In a good news piece, the family got brought up again, Kurt. I mean, got brought up for the, in my opinion, the real first time. I shouldn't say again. Okay, Carson said, I'm delighted to be here. My family's here. And my little granddaughter, who's 3 years old, said she wanted to come to the debates. So, you know, what do you think about that, Kurt? Cruz talked about the family, too.
Well, that is good news, I would say, you know. The guy I was thinking about before that I couldn't remember, that I'm so glad he's gone now, Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, you know, he's, they say at least... he was relegated to not even be on the stage with the undercard debate. So now he did give some advice to the other candidates. He says, no matter what, don't win the debate. They'll kick you off the stage. So I guess that's how he says that he won before. And then they didn't want him around anymore. But I, in my opinion, main thing is the American people don't want him.
Don't want who?
Mr. Lindsey Graham, senator from...
Yeah, I don't know why they'd want Lindsey Graham. He wasn't even one of the 12.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's... this was...
So Graham just needs to hang it up and he's gone next. In fact, Rand Paul and Kasich will be gone next, Kurt.
You think?
Well, they're the two on the bottom
of
the...
If you're looking at the numbers, you know, according to, you know, at least if you look at Drudge and the other guys...
yeah, but Kurt, hold on. You and I might look at Drudge and think Drudge is important, but these guys follow these four main government big insider media polls, and they've got the last place in line is Rand Paul and Kasich.
Yeah, I can see Kasich going away, but, you know, in my opinion, if they try to get rid of Rand, they're going to have to try to say, well, the same thing applies to Jeb Bush, and I don't think they want
to. Kurt, you don't understand. Bush is rising in the polls.
All right.
It's all they got to do is say that long enough, buddy.
Flop.
Well, you're correct, but the truth doesn't matter, Kurt. Okay? Now,
yep.
Let's see. Rubio talked a lot about the family.
Okay.
I got to commend him.
Yeah.
He talked about the most important job isn't in Congress. The most important job anyone in this room will ever have is the job of being a parent. The most important institution in society is the family. If the family breaks down, Kurt, he said society breaks down.
Yeah.
You can't have a strong nation without strong values. Wow. No one is born with strong values, Kurt. They have to be taught in strong families and being reinforced to you within strong family-based communities. So when we set out to do a tax program, Kurt, we set out to do a family-friendly tax code because we know how difficult it is for families in the 21st century to afford the cost of living. It's expensive to raise children, and those who raise children are raising the future taxpayers of America. Child care, believe it or not, costs more than college. There are millions of people that understand. Anyway, it goes up, but they talk more about the family this time than I've ever seen. And I really appreciate that. I think that's a key component that I believe is even more important than the economy, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know what? I got to commend that. Now, you had everybody, again, focus on their strong points, as you would expect. Rand Paul focused on that he's the most constitutional guy on the stage, which is true. Ted Cruz focused on that he's an attorney and he's litigated in defense of God, family, and country and the Constitution forever, and he'd do that as the big chief executive. Marco Rubio is kind of the younger guy on the stage. and he basically talked about we need to turn it over to a new generation that'll actually stand for the 21st century. In other words, we gotta just jettison all this last generation stuff, so to speak. You kind of focused on we gotta have a new group of leaders. And other than that, Kurt, I don't really see a whole ton there. They all talked about their own tax plans and told you how theirs was better. Ted Cruz was the only one to talk about abolition of the IRS. Rand Paul didn't even get that done. Not really, at least. I mean, I'm not saying there was maybe not a fleeting reference to it. But in my opinion, Ted Cruz really spoke up for that. Now, I don't know what you think, but I know this. I don't really see anybody on the stage, Kurt, that I would vote for. But I almost wonder if you might see a teaming up of people to try to force other people off the stage. Ted Cruz was the most bold, articulate, and polite of the candidates, in my opinion. In other words, he was very kind to Trump. He was very kind to Rubio. He was very kind to Rand Paul, and he was most especially kind to Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz was kind to these other people. Ted was wise enough to say we have a significant threat, but wise enough to say we better be careful how we deal with that threat. We can't just go hawkish. So that's pretty impressive. Where are we going to go from here, you think, Kurt? Any ideas? I mean, there's so much in the debates. They talked and talked and talked and talked, but I don't really see a lot of substance.
You know, they say at least some of the stories that I'm seeing, you know, when it comes to who won the debates, you know, I see the Washington Times, their report says you had Rand Paul at 47%, Donald Trump at 39%, then you got Ted Cruz at 14, Marco Rubio at 10, 3%, both Carly Fiorina and Ben Carson. Then you have 1%, who's that? Kasich, 0 for Jeb Bush. That's according to the Washington Times.
All right, we'll drill into it, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit more. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam McCurt, news that I refuse to use, straight ahead. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the debates. In my opinion, it was a very... I mean, there was a lot of arguing back and forth, but we already know everybody's stances. I don't think they really uncovered a whole lot more detail about who stands for what. They got a little more, you know, information, but not really anything different. They all have their tax plans. They all tell you their plan is better, and here's why, but all the plans are fairly similar. You know, they have the same attitudes on foreign policy. Bottom line is Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, probably the most constitutional. I don't really want to see war, but again, you know, the most hawkish candidate might be Donald Trump. He wants a bigger, faster, better military. Of course, Jeb Bush and Kasich and those guys are all in the tank for big, you know, military everywhere. Carly Fiorina, the most hawkish probably of them all, though. Carly's ready just to put troops everywhere and blow everybody up and prove she's the real woman. She wants to prove she's even tougher than the men are. So, you know, Carly Fiorina, total hawkish. The most gentle or mellow of the group would be Rand Paul. And they debated the foolishness of different views on foreign policy. They would say, hey, Rand and Ted Cruz are weak. Rand and Ted would say, you guys are crazy. You're going to blow up the whole world and start a war. And then the debate raged on about whether you'd even talk to Russia's Vladimir Putin or not. Carly wouldn't even talk to him. Rand Paul certainly would. So there's the debate on foreign policy. Bottom line is Rand Paul was the only one really to talk about we need to decrease spending on the foreign policy issue. They debated the economy, and they all talked about how to bring jobs back. Carly Fiorina and Donald Trump talked about it from an executive outsider point of view. All the others had varying ideas about how to get it done, but most said, you know, we got to have government get out of the way. I think that's true. Rand Paul is probably one of the most conservative talking about, you know, states' rights and et cetera. They talked a little bit about the Federal Reserve. Ted Cruz went off more on the Federal Reserve than anybody, Kurt. So it's fascinating. Issues that would be hot or lightning rod issues you would think for Rand Paul, Ted Cruz kind of took over. It's kind of interesting. Other than that, I don't really see a whole lot of substantive change in the polling and or in the reality of what happened last night, Kurt. It almost just made things stay the same. Trump's on top. Carson's next. Now Cruz and Rubio are going to battle it out, and everybody else is kind of second fiddle, so to speak. You know, you almost think that the bottom four should drop out, Kurt, and they should join the other four and have an eight on the junior debates, and there'd only be four in the real debates going forward. I don't know. Time will tell.
It's interesting about the whole, polls. You have, the Washington Times poll has maybe 5,000 voters in it. The Drudge poll, for example, has a little over 250,000 voters. 37% of them picked Trump. The next vote getter was Cruz at 23. Then you had Paul at 15, Rubio at 13. from there was pretty low, 4% Fiorina, 2% yep. Kasich.
So what about the other poll from the Washington Times?
Carson. I find it interesting. Carson does apparently so poorly in the debates, and yet, you know, he basically remains, if not the leader, you know, right up in the top.
Yeah, you think what Carson did poorly in the debates?
Well, I don't know. You know, I mean, like I say, I didn't watch it. All I'm looking at is when it comes to the guys who choose who won.
Yeah.
They got him way down on the list.
And which one? Drudge and Washington Times?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Both those that I can see. All right. Carson at 5% on the Drudge Report.
Yeah, the best speaker of them all, I would 3%. Say, would be Ted Cruz. He's the best, most eloquent. He's got a great balance between forceful to make his points, to be, quote, presidential, but yet humble enough not to offend people. He's polite. I would say that Ted Cruz, like it or not, has the best command of the stage of anybody. Trump has great command, but he's kind of over the top, right? I would say the most well-spoken and the best in control of themselves and would be a Ted Cruz, like or dislike him. You know, so you got Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio that, in my humble opinion, aren't constitutionally qualified to serve. It's just me. Almost everybody disagrees with me on that, including you, right, Kurt?
About what?
Well, whether Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio are constitutionally qualified to serve. Most people disagree with me on that.
You know, at least to me, it's one of those, I guess you could say, gray areas, you know.
Yeah, you're right about that.
But, you know.
So, you know, I don't really know where this all goes. Donald Trump leads the polls. What if Donald Trump picked up a Cruz as his running mate, Kurt, and they just simply solidified like that? I'm telling you right now, a Donald Trump-Ted Cruz ticket would trump everybody.
It would.
Pardon the pun.
I think, yeah.
What would you think about that? Would you vote for that?
Here's, I personally would choose somebody else, but I see that as being a winning ticket for the Americans, simply because you've got that group together. You know, you're getting the Tea Party guys, and you're getting the you know, folks who want Americans' laws on immigration and trade. You know, they want that stuff squared away, and that's what you're seeing there. And you got a tough guy in both of them, you know. So I see that as being a real winning ticket.
Yeah, there you go. Who else could team up? You know, Ted Cruz has been polite enough to every candidate where he could go multiple ways.
Yeah.
If Trump were to fall and just say Rubio, I don't think Cruz and Rubio, they've kind of, Rubio hasn't got along with many.
Right.
Whether a Cruz could go along with a Ben Carson, I don't know. Would you support a Ben Carson, Ted Cruz ticket?
Versus Hillary. Bernie, is that what you mean?
Yeah, see, they also pretty much said, you know, Hillary's going to be the person.
Yeah.
Has Hillary really got that all sewed up already? It's all done, you think?
Well, in my opinion, it's, yeah.
Some people are now saying Hillary's running so she won't go to jail. Do you think that's true?
Well, it's a good thing to do, don't you think? I mean, typically, if you're running for president, you're given kind of special pass.
We could have the first woman in jail as president, Kurt.
That's, in my opinion, where they ought to be.
She could control the asylum from inside. I just find it fascinating. So I don't know what's going to happen in the debates. I don't know how they're going to position people. Trump is holding on. I don't think Trump will hold on forever, though. You know what? He did okay in the debates last night, but I don't think he had a commanding presence. I don't think he dominated everybody. There was a time when Carly Fiorina started interrupting people, and Trump and a couple of people are like, hey, man, why are we letting her interrupt everybody? Stop that. There was a little bit of that there. But I didn't see. If I were to look at the whole debates and say who won the debates, I would say probably Ted Cruz and Donald Trump won the debates, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Carly Fiorina looked a little bit too hawkish and just kind of in everybody's face trying to prove that a woman can compete with the men, kind of an idea. In other words, she tried a little too hard. Mm-hmm. She's way too belligerent on foreign policy for me. I'm afraid she'd blow the whole world up personally. You know, Bush was a little bit more combative. At one point, he's like, no, I think that's wrong. Hey, stop. That's wrong. And he went off. So he tried to assert himself more. I think it was lackluster at best, but it was better than other debates. Rand Paul, I think, did a really good job. I got an email before the debate even ended that said, Rand Paul, he did it. He hit it out of the park. By the way, send me your money. Email.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we got to take this to the next level. And Rand's cranking up in the polls, doing great. Got to, you know, going on stuff. Not impressed with that at all. I'm just not impressed with begging me for money before the debates even end. Just not. You know, there were some concrete questions asked. In my opinion, there were some very vague answers given to a lot of it. Overall, I wasn't that impressed with the debates because I don't think we found out anything we didn't know. And I don't really think it's changing too much who's in the polls, really. So what, the Drudge poll says that Donald Trump's on top, and then who's after that? Cruz?
I think that was right, yeah.
And then the Washington Times poll had Donald Trump, and then who?
No, it had it had Rand Paul first, and then it had...
Wait, the Washington Times had Rand Paul first?
Yep.
All right, and, so it's going to be hard to take Rand out based on that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is, but, you know, like you say, if they want to...
they'll do it.
You know, yeah.
They'll shut anybody down. That's how the mainstream, he who owns the media makes the rules. There's no doubt about that. All right, any final tidbits as you've read through that you want to kind of mention, Kurt? That's my summary of the debate. I know it sounds like I didn't get into very many concrete details, but I don't think there was a whole lot to get into. Mm-hmm. I mean, basically everybody asserted their tax plans, and then everybody said your plan won't work, and where's the real numbers, and show me the real deal. And I mean, Ted Cruz was wise enough to promote his website. Nobody else really did that till the end. Mm-hmm. And he basically said, look, I can't give you concrete details here. It's just too complicated, but you can check out my website and get the details. Other than that, it was a pretty vague event. Fox didn't want to get the lightning rod for the candidates, so they kind of laid low a little bit. I got to give Maria credit, though. She was very polite, Kurt. She said, thank you, sir, to everybody. I think she did a pretty good job. She wasn't all belligerent and a feminazi like that other chick. What's her name? Megan, whatever her name is.
Megan Kelly?
Yeah, Megyn Kelly, she wasn't like that at all. She wasn't belligerent in everybody's face. She was very respectful. So, you know, a big difference there in the media there. Not that I really like Fox much, but at least they were decent humans, and at least they did a pretty good job. And at least they let the candidates talk. All right, 1 hour in the can, second hour coming up. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt on your radio. This nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com.